Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Roofing, and Restoration. For service, call 444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. We're joined in studio after the fabulous three-day weekend by Dr. Anthony Del Angel with Gonstead Physical Medicine and his nurse practitioner, Sally Valdez. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And it's so nice to have you in studio and get to see your smiling faces. I talk to you on the phone or by emails, and it's nice to meet people. It's my favorite thing about this whole job is I get to meet new people all the time. Dr. Tony, you guys have been a longtime supporter and advertiser with KNKT. We appreciate that very much. And I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about your background and how you started Gonstead Physical Medicine.
Well, Jim, again, thank you for having us. I think the biggest thing with Gonstead Physical Medicine is we initially started off with just being a chiropractic facility. And one thing always led to another, and we were always trying to find ways to really help people. And so when you start to figure out one problem, something else will always come along, and then you have to scratch your head and go right back to the drawing board and try to figure things out again. And so one of the things I learned a long time ago was the more you read, the more it starts to spark your curiosity as to how you can help fix people and just overall. And so one of the biggest problems in healthcare right now is you have, let's just say somebody comes in with neck pain or low back pain. They may go to their primary care provider, and that provider will give them a diagnosis, and he may write a script for some type of muscle relaxer or something along those lines, and it may or may not work. If it doesn't work, then what ends up happening is that same patient's now going to go to a physical therapist, and the physical therapist is going to give him a completely different diagnosis, maybe give him a series of exercises or stretches to do, and again, it may or may not work. And then if it doesn't, then they end up going to the chiropractor. Same thing happens, different diagnosis, a series of adjustments, and it goes on and on, and they can go visit the massage therapist, wrist, and everybody else under the sun. Now this patient has received 3, 4, 5 different diagnoses from multiple providers. They're all different. Nobody's communicating with each other, and so the end result is the patient ends up just staying at home because they can't drive all over town trying to get all this treatment that they need. They don't know who to believe, so they're confused. And then they end up just taking medication because that's the easiest, most convenient thing to do. So what we did and the way we've kind of evolved over the years is we went from chiropractic to, then we added massage therapists, then we added rehab people, then we added medical people. And now we have this all-encompassing clinic where when a patient comes in, we do the exams, we do the x-rays, we do all this information. We take it into our team meeting, and so everybody can chime in and say, okay, what do you see? What do you see? What do you think? And so you get one diagnosis from multiple providers. You get one treatment plan, and it's all done under one roof. So now it takes out any type of confusion that the patient may have. It allows it to be very convenient for the patients. And so we've just added multiple services. And so Sally is our she's our newest addition. She's been with us for a little over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's been absolutely fantastic. She saved all of our chiros behind several times just because we have our chiropractic brain, but she has her medical perspective too. And she's really been a blessing for all of our patients.
Well, it sounds like, and at least my experience personally, has been, I'm an old basketball player. So I had 4 knee operations. I've had every kind of medication.
Yeah.
All of the bad ones too. Everything now that everybody's, started with the Percocets and the Roxasets and all of those kinds of things. And, now I have friends of mine that have played in the NFL and the NBA that have been addicted to those drugs, and they did not do that intentionally.
Right.
And they're all people that want to eat right and take care of their bodies, but now they have some issues. And what you just described, Dr. Tony, was you go here and you get some medication, it doesn't work. Not only does it not work, but you have that law of diminishing return where you have to have more and more medication to get the same kind of pain relief, and so you're making it worse.
Correct.
And That's a shocking thing. As our listeners are listening this afternoon, I want to remind you that you can call in and talk to Dr. Tony or to nurse practitioner Sally Valdez. She'll answer questions too, as much as they can. Our number here is 505-338-5790. So I have actually experienced exactly what you just discussed. And, you know, having massage and all of the medical stuff. And we're going to get into all kinds of things that you do today. Want to remind our listeners that if you would like to talk to Dr. Tony or to Sally in more in depth, you can go to Gonstead/NM.com, or their phone number is 505-922-9444. Again, their website is Gonstead, G-O-N-S-T-E-A-D, /NM.com. I get mixed up with the forward slashes and the backward slashes there. Tony, what is Gonstead form of chiropractic? How does Gonstead physical medicine separated from the other chiropractors, if you will?
Sure. So, you know, there's so many different types of techniques out there in regards to chiropractic. Gonstead is the name of the technique that we use, and it basically uses five different criteria to figure out where a problem is from a chiropractic standpoint. So we use visualization, meaning that instead of just coming in, you have your clothes on and you lie down on the table, and you know, the chiropractor can give an adjustment and then you're on your way. We don't work like that in regards to just making it convenient. I guess there's some chiropractors that can be very convenient like that. We see a lot of serious problems. And so because of that, we take x-rays on our patients. That's one of the criteria. Then we have them in gowns so that we can actually see the skin differences. You'd be surprised that when somebody has a physical problem on their back, you can find a lot of that information, but you have to see the skin texture and the temperatures. And so we have them in gowns, and then we take an instrument that we run down their spine, and then that lets us know exactly where the problems are. So it allows us to pinpoint where these problems are on our patients. You take all this information, and then we take that into our team meetings. And so not only are the chiropractors looking at this from a hands-on approach, where we don't really use instruments in regards to making an adjustment on people. It's more hands-on. Chiropractic means to be done by hand. So that's just something that patients may not know. But now we have a medical side of it where, you know, Sally here can take a look at things as well. And what do you think, Sally? And we're constantly going back and forth, and we figure things out until we get it right.
So it sounds like, Sally, you've joined a practice. Dr. Tony already said primarily chiropractic, but you're bringing some innovation into that practice.
Yeah, it's been exciting. I mean, it's interesting you talk about pain, being on pain medication. I came from a pain clinic, and I became very discouraged very quickly, because it was so hard. I struggled so much trying to fix patients and get them off of opioids, and just didn't really know how to manage these patients any better than we already were. And getting someone off of medication like that is a struggle. It's difficult. And we did have an in-house physical therapist in the clinic that I worked in, and we did start to notice some huge improvements in patients and being able to get off of their pain medication and just improving their life overall. But it just wasn't enough. And so when I left there, thankfully I found Gonstead, and it's just been a perfect fit for me. I was just kind of like a puzzle piece that they needed, and I just fit in really great.
I want to address something you said earlier, Dr. Tony. You have a group of doctors, a group of nurse practitioners, people that are together talking about a case. You're obviously holding everything very confidentially, and you treat all of that, I guess, by the rules, but you're getting input from other professionals. And has that been refreshing for you?
I can't tell you. Number one, it's very rare to find a clinic where you have chiropractors and the medical profession working together. And so I think that was probably the biggest challenge initially. But then when somebody like Sally comes in and she has her experience in a pain clinic and seeing kind of the side effects of it all and just seeing how patients kind of reacted to that, you know, everything kind of has to line up in terms of getting things right. And so for me, I was very frustrated because I knew the limitations in terms of what chiropractic can do. Sally was frustrated because she saw, you know, the results of your patients.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, God works in mysterious ways. And so when you put two together and all of a sudden it's very cohesive like that, the results go through the roof. And so we've literally had to build another building because we were running out of space and we needed more things to do. And that was 4 years ago, and now we're already running out of space again. So
we need another one.
That sounds like a happy problem.
Yeah, I think it's a good problem to have. Yeah.
Well, and we want our listeners to be able to take advantage, and you're going to talk about some common symptoms, which a lot of people, it may be more common than we even want to think about. We might start to think, well, this is just normal.
Yes.
So as Dr. Tony and Sally are describing these situations, if you want to give them a call and ask about some specifics yourself, feel free to call us at 505-338-5790. Give us some common examples of symptoms that people are experiencing.
The most common symptoms that we see in the office, obviously neck pain, mid-back pain, low back pain, shoulder and knee pain, headaches, everything under the sun from a physical standpoint. But I think what's more important to talk about is that even when they come into our office, and this is where Sally has come into the picture now too, is that if somebody has chronic pain, for instance, and we've done everything under the sun and they're still just, they're getting better, but it's not where we want it. Now, all of a sudden, Sally, you know, just sitting down with her and she's describing that, yeah, you could have a thyroid problem or you can have all sorts of testosterone or certain hormonal problems. And that could also lead to your chronic pain, mm-hmm. something we've never even thought about. And so now we have that with her. And it's just like now you have this all encompassing facility where we can look at everything. And we've seen that now with patients where we've done everything, we don't like the result, we send them to Sally, and all of a sudden within a week that chronic pain is starting to subside. So and it was a hormonal problem.
Yep.
And Sally, how do you figure all that out?
I think being curious and knowing that my training in school and working in a pain clinic and not getting anywhere with my patients just wasn't enough. I think just not settling. And so I just kind of did my own research and figured there has to be something better for people.
So I get the idea that maybe some people use medications to mask a problem.
Absolutely.
That's not getting fixed. And chiropractic over here is actually trying to repair the problem.
Right.
To a degree, too, because chiropractic is great, but it's only going to help part of the problem. Then you have, you know, your physical therapy that's going to help another part, and then massage is going to help another part, and then the needling and the trigger point injections and the hormonal stuff. And so we have this massive puzzle that we're trying to fix, and we have to figure out which one of those things that patients need to get the results they're looking for.
Yeah.
I just want to know if I'm going to be able to dunk a basketball if I come into the Gonstead.
You know, it's funny you say that, because one of the first questions that we ask is, what do you want to get back into?
Yeah.
And it's not just getting people out of pain, but if we can get people back to the lives that they enjoyed, that's the goal. Not necessarily just get them out of pain.
Dr. Tony, I'm 62. I have no padding left in my knee. That's just the way it goes when you play basketball for as many years. And I can actually still jump okay, but coming down is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just stay on the ground. I want to chase my grandchildren one of these days. We are in studio this afternoon with Sally Valdez. She's a nurse practitioner, and Dr. Anthony Del Angel. They are with Gonstead Physical Medicine. We're going to be back after these messages. Stay with us.
Here's Ava, the owner of Monroe's.
Dad, I think we're in deep doo-doo.
Is that why everyone keeps buying all the toilet paper?
Actually, New Mexico culture is rich. Plus, Monroe's has red chili, green chili, and the best customers in the world to go with it.
Boy, Dad, you must really love our customers.
I sure do, just like I love you, Stella.
Hey, what about me?
Of course you too, Ava.
Treat yourself to a delicious Monroe's meal. See Monroe's menu at monroeschili.com. Then call in your order to Monroe's on Osuna at 881-4224 or Monroe's downtown at 242-1111 for carryout or free delivery.
Monroe's. Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, I want to personally invite you to Power Ford. We pride ourselves on giving you a better deal and a better experience. In fact, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico, or we'll put $1,000 cash in your pocket. And that's a promise. If you want to pay more, that's your business. If you want to pay less, that's ours. Visit MyPowerFord.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque. I'm Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
On Saturday, September 19th, Expo New Mexico will host the Fair Cares Wellness Drive, a free community event to help New Mexicans with things like groceries, flu shots, a blood drive, and more. Churches, community organizations, and our local government are all coming together to meet the needs of New Mexicans with this free event. Come to the fairgrounds starting at 11 a.m. to get free groceries, flu shots, and to donate blood. The Fair Cares Wellness Drive will be following all COVID safe guidelines. Find out more at calvarynm.church.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
So now the old broken down radio announcer gets to start asking questions of these two fine healthcare individuals here. Dr. Anthony Dellanger, he is the co-owner of Gonstead Physical Medicine, and with your wife, right?
Yeah, she's really the boss. I just kind of, you know.
Oh, you just scored so many amazing points. I love that. Sally Valdez is a nurse practitioner. And off the air, I was just sharing with you guys that I ask a little bit about supplements because we have a nutritionist on, Jennifer Bryant. She does a really good job. She talks about anti-inflammatory diets, and she's got this whole thing going on right now about reducing sugar. Mm-hmm. She believes that white sugar is the devil.
Yes.
And you agree. Yeah. So, you know, we're just trying to give people as much information as we can, and I always like how it dovetails. Well, there is a, I was told that I didn't have enough glutathione, which is a naturally occurring substance.
None of us do. So don't feel bad.
And my little finger on my right hand, because I didn't catch well when I was playing basketball, has literally been frozen. Both the joints on my right hand, little finger, have been, they have arthritis. They're kind of swollen up, and I haven't been able to move it for 5 years. Mm-hmm. I start taking glutathione, mm-hmm. and it's totally changed my hand. But you smiled at me and said you do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we give glutathione injections in the clinic. So glutathione is your most potent antioxidant that your body makes. You make lots of it when you're young. And as you age, you just don't make as much of it anymore. And it has a lot to do with your body, but also the environment. I think the environment and the toxins that we're exposed to affect our bodies greatly. So I do intramuscular injections to help boost glutathione. It's great for preventing virus or illness, boosts your immune system pretty well as so. Yeah.
Yeah. And I started taking it because a friend of mine just has had arthritis, mm-hmm. and started taking it. And within 4 months, he was moving very well.
Yeah.
Now I'm not criticizing anybody. I think the orthopedic surgeons that operated on me, because I've had 4 knee surgeries.
Wow.
And you know, you just get worn out. I don't have any cartilage left, and that limits my ability, but I don't really have pain. You know, I don't need to go get a knee replacement or anything like that. I kind of walk like Herman Munster, which some people make fun of, but hey, that's just the way it is.
Nice.
My back still has integrity. I haven't had any injuries there. Shoulders are still intact, but the rest of me has had issues. So I bring that up because I wonder, I guess we bind up our muscles. Our bodies try to compensate for certain things, and so massages and some chiropractic and those things are probably something that a person like me should do on a regular basis.
You and everybody else. One of the things, you nailed it right on the head. I don't have pain, but I don't feel like I'm moving like I used to. And basically what happens over the course of time is that you know, when you talk about human movement in terms of how we move in a horizontal plane of motion the majority of the time. And we move reciprocally and in multi-planes of motion, meaning I'm going to rotate, I'm going to flex and extend, and I'm going to laterally bend all at the same time. But as we age, that doesn't really happen anymore. We just basically move forward and backwards. And so a lot of the things that we do throughout the course of our life, what ends up happening is our body's tissues, muscle and fascial tissue, actually start to dry out, and then it calcifies. And when it calcifies, that's when you start to see that lack of movement. And so one of the things that we do in the office is we have people walk or run on a treadmill in slow, and we record them in slow motion. So you can actually see those deficiencies. And so
I run in slow motion, Doctor.
So no need to put the slow-mo on there.
I will be stopped if you put it in slow motion.
You'd be surprised. But what we do is we take that information, though, and we tailor the rehab around it. So if somebody's lacking in one of those planes of motion, now we know exactly how to handle it from a rehab standpoint. So if somebody like yourself who has been playing basketball all these years, if we have people in their 60s or 70s say, you know what, I still want to play basketball, or I still want to run, or I still want to do these things, and we have to give a realistic expectation as to how much can we do. A lot of it may come in the form of a nutritional thing that Sally recommends, or from the rehab that we do in terms of breaking up those calcifications. You know, for a lot of people who say, well, I drink a ton of water, but I just feel like I go to the bathroom right afterwards. The reason for that is that it's like, imagine pouring water over a piece of beef jerky and nothing, mm-hmm. it just pours right off of it, right? Mm-hmm. So when your tissues are dehydrated and they're calcified, that's the same thing that's happening in your body. So you just remove it when you go to the bathroom.
Can you get those tissues back to be more pliable and less calcified?
Absolutely. So we do it with a ton of myofascial release, and that's the first thing that we do in our office. That's step number one. And then step number two is going to be to retension those tissues. So, for instance, for those of you who are listening and you're sitting all day long, the front side of your body is the first place to kind of shorten up. And that's why we see our heads kind of shift forward or shoulders round forward, which creates a lot of neck and shoulder problems. When you start to do a lot of myofascial work, the next step is you have to lengthen the front side tissues so that way everything can go backwards again. Once you do that, then you have to reconnect those tissues, and that's basically making you more dynamic just in everyday life, and then obviously rehydrating the tissues as well. So once those calcifications break up, then when you start drinking water or some type of fluid, it's going to start to rehydrate in the tissues.
What does a typical treatment look like? Is it kind of like going to the gym to stop by Gonstead?
Kind of is, yeah.
And it just depends, like, you know, so when we're in our team meeting, Sally may say, you know what, I want to see this patient first because if I do this trigger point injection, it's going to make their rehab that much more effective. Or it may be a senior and they may be really stiff, and so I say, you know what, have the patient do rehab, then have the patient see Sally, then I'll see them last because it's going to make the adjustment more effective. So everything works together. And when you have that synergy like that, the patient gets the most effect.
You bet. Sally, I'm going to ask you something a little bit off script. And okay. We were talking back about drugs. Mm-hmm. Is really the goal to try to get people not to be taking as many drugs?
I think that's one of the goals. Sure. Yeah. You know, less drugs, better. But I think function is what we really focus on, right?
You know, it's funny, about 15 years ago, if you were to ask that question, we would almost have to try to convince the patients why they didn't need so much medication. Now, I think just because of time and just patients' own experiences, we almost have to convince them, no, it's okay to every now and then to take whatever you need to take. There's a time and place for it.
Right.
So I think patients are now coming in with a different perspective as to what they want.
Yeah.
Well, I think just them educating themselves, right, doing research and figuring out that medications aren't really the answer.
Right.
And trying to get off of them. So,
Dr. Tony, would you mention one more time, you said there was basically five aspects to the Gonstead system, which is what you guys practice, and why that thorough kind of evaluation of people is really necessary?
Sure. So we have x-ray, which we want to see what's going on inside of the patient. So we x-ray patients. We do visual visualization is what we call it. So we have them in gowns. Then we do motion palpation, where we check the motion of the joints, a single joint, not just like a broad perspective. Then we do static palpation, meaning we're checking for edema and swelling around the joint. That could be part of the issue there as well. And then the instrumentation, which is where we run that instrument along their spine to pinpoint where the problems are.
I know in your advertising you talk about ligaments and things in the back. Are a lot of people not trained to understand that type of injury?
No. So what's funny is, let's just say somebody gets into a car accident, they have a sports injury, and it's like, okay, what are your return to play parameters in terms of when is this patient safe to go back into football, for instance, because football is a big one. Well, if you're not trained on how to look for ligament damage in the neck or the lower back, then, and the patient says, oh, I feel great, everything is good, and we didn't check their motion, we didn't check if there was any type of shifting in segments of their neck or their lower back on x-ray, then we send them back and they're actually at greater risk of injury. Just because they felt good doesn't necessarily mean that it's 100% healed. And so we do that through x-ray analysis, through slow motion video analysis when people are walking or running on the treadmills. We take all that information and we say, okay, if this person goes back now and they're not moving the way that we think they should be moving yet, then they're at greater risk of re-injuring that injury.
So, I hear you saying that young athletes would really benefit. We've been talking about old people a little bit, but it sounds like younger athletes, men and women, would be really wise to go see you.
Yeah, that's typically when this starts. So the thing is, when you're young, you recover very quickly from your injuries, but the physical problem doesn't go away. So once that athlete hits their 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, that's when it starts to show up. And they say, well, I don't know what caused this. Well, you know, 20, 30 years ago when you were a football player, or, you know, that's when this happened, and nobody, you know, thought to fix that particular segment.
I unfortunately resemble that statement.
You and me both. You and me both. So it's just.
Hey, tell us a little bit about the Gonstead app. Everybody's got an app.
Yeah. You know, you gotta start to evolve with the times here. And so, you know, I guess another blessing in disguise is that with this whole COVID thing, it slowed things down for a little bit, and it allowed us to really focus on the things that we always wanted to focus on. And so, we were notorious for giving workshops in our office and really having, like, it's more of an educational workshop for our patients where we would talk about a particular topic. Well, when you got more time, all of a sudden you're like, you know what? How do we solve this problem? You know, life is about solving problems. And so we still had this message we had to get out to our patients. So we created an app, and it should be launching hopefully by next week. You can just go to the Google store on your phone or tablet, or you can go to the iOS store if you have an Apple. And it's Gonstead Physical Medicine, and it has everything from different podcasts that we've done in regards to hormones or exercises or movement or dietary, you know, advice. We have podcasts on all of that information. We have exercise videos with dumbbells, bell clubs, cables, kettlebells, bell club. A ton of information, even bodyweight exercises from beginner to advanced video exercises. We have all sorts of nutritional recipes. So somebody talked about sugar. You know, you talked about sugar, and so you nailed it right on the head. That's the thing. So we want to give recipes that are low in sugar, higher in fat. And so one of the things that people may not understand is that you have 20 trillion cells in your body, and each one of those cells has a membrane around it, and that membrane is made up of 70% fat. And so if you're not getting in any fat because you're on a low fat diet, which is what we're all told,
right,
your cells will slowly start to degenerate. And you want to talk about the aging process or maintaining youth or just recovering from injuries. If you're not getting good sources of fat, you're not recovering. And so we have all sorts of recipes, particularly on that. Intermittent fasting, we've done a lot of stuff on that. So there's a ton of information, and now we can just get it out and people can download it right on their phone and have all that information there.
Yeah, I've learned over the years that anytime you see a package that says low fat, number one, it's probably processed food, so you shouldn't eat it anyway.
Yes.
But when it, if it says low fat, it means high sugar.
Yes.
And your body's just going to take all of the glucose that you don't use and store it as fat.
Yes.
So you've accomplished nothing.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It's fascinating type deal.
Yeah.
We are in studio with Dr. Anthony Del Angel, Dr. Tony. We'll call him affectionately around here. He is the owner of Gonstead Physical Medicine, along with Sally Valdez, his nurse practitioner. We're going to be back with more. We're going to talk a little bit about hormone therapy and some other fun things, so stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Do you have an old clunker or a good running vehicle? Donate it to Joy Junction. It can help bring hope to the homeless. If it's in good condition, great. If not, no problem. Running not required. We'll take it. Just contact us, and we'll take care of the rest, even towing. Just call 505-217-9586. Your vehicle donation will help us provide housing for Albuquerque's homeless families. Joy Junction, bringing hope to the homeless. Won't you help? Here's Joy Junction CEO, Elma Reynolds.
Joy Junction has been serving homeless families, men and women, for more than 33 years now. And it's a dream come true for our late founder, Jeremy Reynolds, to have a new additional space to give more dignity and privacy to those who come to our doors. But we need your help. Your generous donation means hope to somebody, and we are here to be that hope.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org. Be that hope. Go to joyjunction.org.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. You have heard a word a lot here of late, and that word is essential. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians understand that your car, truck, or SUV is essential to getting you from point A to point B. We are open for business. Our hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And don't forget that we have free towing with repairs. Just call for details. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. We are located on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's in Rio Rancho. And I'm here to tell you that the most essential thing in this life is the cross of Jesus. There is absolutely nothing more important to you and I. God saw you as essential and gave his only begotten Son that you would believe in him and have eternal life. Never minimize the cross. It's the centerpiece of the gospel, and never forget the hope you and I have in the empty tomb. I'm John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Nurse practitioner Sally Valdez and Dr. Anthony Del Angel with Gonstead Physical Medicine in studio with us, and fun talking about stuff that maybe people haven't even addressed because they think it's normal, doctor.
Yeah, you know, that's, I think, the most common comment that we get in the office is, well, it's just because I'm getting older. And life, you know, number one, don't ever let any healthcare professional tell you, oh, you just have to live with it. There's nothing else I can do for you. That's the easy way out. I truly believe that. There's always an answer to something, and sometimes that answer is not easy to find. But there's strength in numbers. And so we have numbers in our office. And so, like what I was saying earlier, Sally has a different perspective than I do. And I value that because there's so many things that I'm not even thinking about that she is. And so it's very beneficial, but don't ever let a patient say that, or a healthcare professional say that, because all that does is lead to discouragement, depression, anxiety, and the world is already filled with that stuff. So we're trying to create an environment of nothing but having a positive environment for our patients, and at the same time trying to find that answer. And sometimes it is hard.
You have two locations. One, your Northeast Heights Clinic at 8001 Wyoming. Cross streets there, Paseo and Wyoming?
Yeah, Paseo and Wyoming. We are on the northeast corner of that intersection, 8001 Wyoming Boulevard. And we also have another location in Rio Rancho. That's 1920 Westside Boulevard. It's kind of in that medical hub of Rio Rancho, just right across the street from Rust Medical Center now.
Yeah, you come up and you kind of turn left, don't you, after you go up the hill?
Yeah.
As you're driving up into Rio Rancho and then directly over toward Rust.
Yeah, you can just head right over on West Side there. And, you know, it's funny because we tried to create it's the only blue and gray building that you'll see there.
So, So that's good. Well, you guys are doing a whole bunch of things, and we're going to talk about hormone therapy in just a minute. But you started off chiropractic. Now, then you had massage therapy, which I'm assuming you still have that.
Yes.
And so all of these things are integrated. And what Sally now is doing is she's bringing a medical perspective. And you've even got a pharmacist next door, it sounds like, that helps you out with things.
We do, which has been nice having her next door, because I can just send people right next door to get prescriptions filled, or if they have questions about, you know, medication. She's been really helpful.
Yeah.
Over there.
Well, this is going to sound silly, but I went to a compounding pharmacist for one thing.
Uh-huh.
We had five children, and A&D ointment just wasn't getting it done on the rear ends of my children.
Right.
So then somebody told us that we could get this stuff called butt paste, made by a compounding pharmacist. That stuff was like a miracle.
Yeah.
I mean, it made all of our babies comfortable, and I just love that. But,
yeah.
But they had their own mixture, their own, and it was really nice. It was nice on their skin. It was nice, you know, even to apply it. And it was one of the few things that I remember that actually smelled okay.
Oh, well.
A lot of baby things do not smell okay.
That's funny. Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about some of the other things that you're doing now. Okay. You're doing hormone pellet therapy. Tell us about that.
So it's bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. It's a very long name.
Okay.
But what that is it's hormones that are bioidentical to our body. So what they do is they take hormones from soy and yam, because it's the protein molecules identical to ours, and they make either estrogen or testosterone from that. They put it in a pellet form, and then we insert that just underneath the skin into the fat tissue, and it just optimizes your hormones, whether you be male or female, if you need estrogen or testosterone or both. If you've gone through menopause as an older woman, you would need both of those, but it just optimizes your hormones to help you feel better, because as we age, we start to have these symptoms that we think are related to aging and that we just have to live with them. And it's something that we actually don't. We can optimize your hormones and make you feel great and, you know, give you reason and purpose to live the last, you know, third of your life well. And there's lots of benefits to optimizing your hormones. Aside from just feeling better, it has a lot of protective benefits as well. So it protects you against heart disease, Alzheimer's, dementia, cancer. I think that's just a lot of benefits that people don't realize hormones can provide.
Yeah. Well, I'm still,
I know. I'm sorry. I just kind of
I'm still focused. I'm still focusing on that. Getting back to dunking a basketball. I'm just
We can try. We'll try to make it happen.
It can't hurt. I just need a jet pack. That's all I need. So I love medical folks and police departments, because you guys all talk in acronyms.
Yeah.
So the BioT, why is that superior to other hormone replacements?
BioT Medical is a company that produces bioidentical hormone pellets. So it's a doctor out of Texas. His name is Gary Donovitz. He's a OBGYN, has been for 30 plus years. And years ago was just struggling to get his female patients to feel better, had tried everything under the sun, was trying creams and ointments and troches, which are little pills that you put under your tongue and they dissolve, and just wasn't having a lot of success with getting his patients to feel better, especially going through menopause. And one of his patients flew out of state to get pellet therapy, and he had no idea what it was. When she came back, she felt amazing, and so he was very intrigued and interested in it and just wanted to be a part of it to make his patients feel better. And so he developed BioT Medical. So it's superior because of how they produce their pellets. So I know a lot of people don't know even what hormones are or how they're regulated by FDA and all of that. So the hormones themselves are FDA approved. The pellets are not. And there's lots of reasons behind that, probably more political than we want to get into. But what BioT did was they wanted to have the best pellet on the market that they could have. So by doing that, they opted to use a compounding pharmacy that is regulated by FDA, and they have to go under very scrutiny.
Yeah, strict regulations.
Strict regulations, thank you. So that's probably one of the big reasons why they're more superior than other pellet companies, because the other companies that make pellets don't do that voluntarily. What else?
I had to laugh when you said everybody doesn't know what hormones are. Well, and I was thinking back to when my children were 15, and they definitely knew what hormones were when they were 15.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think the most common hormones are, that we know of, are estrogen and testosterone, but our body makes lots of different hormones. Thyroid, yeah. I don't think people realize.
You know, I wanted to give you a scenario.
Yeah.
I know somebody who has had her thyroid removed.
Mm-hmm.
She's recently been through some kind of tablet,
right,
kind of medication, hormone thing, and
okay,
she's felt terrible.
Okay.
Should she try this pellet
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, this is someone that you're happy. She had her thyroid removed.
Mm-hmm.
And
so she's probably taking a synthetic.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure how
pill.
That all works. I mean,
right.
I know that the chemistry that women have is way more complicated than male chemistry,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I would agree to that. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I have 3 daughters and 2 boys, and my view would be, yes, there was a little bit more complication on the female side. And I don't mean that negatively. In fact, I feel bad. I mean, I know there's miraculous things that a woman's body does. You know,
yes,
having babies.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I can see how hormone therapy might be really helpful, because
absolutely,
so many
yeah
things can change,
right,
with so many variables.
Right. And talking about thyroid, I don't want to get too off
sure
subject, but we do manage thyroid. And with BioT, we manage it differently than conventional medicine would, or the way that we're taught in school on how to treat thyroid
okay
deficiencies. And so we have a completely different focus and perspective on how to manage someone's thyroid. So surprisingly, of all the people that we have pelleted this far, every one of them have been hypothyroid.
Mm.
And so I've started them all on desiccated thyroid, which is made in a compounding pharmacy. So it's not synthetic. It's bioidentical to our bodies. And we focus on a different type of thyroid hormone. So there's 2 different thyroid hormones we make in our body, T4, that has to get converted over T3 with iodine. And so it's the T3 that's the active thyroid hormone in our body. That's what gets to our tissues. That is the force that drives our organs and our metabolism. And so that is what really makes the difference in our bodies. And so when you go to a conventional primary care provider and they say, surprisingly, if they look at your blood work and can diagnose it correctly, they'll start you on a synthetic thyroid medication. And that's primarily T4, which is just a pre-hormone. It's not active. It doesn't do anything until it's activated by iodine.
Sally, a lot of people these days are affected by type 1 and type 2 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you work with diabetics as well?
Yes, we do. Probably more type 2 because it's more common.
Yeah.
And hormones, actually, when you optimize your hormones. So we talk a lot about in BioT is optimizing your hormones. So we all have certain hormone levels in our body, but we want them to be optimized at a certain level. And our levels from BioT Medical are different from that of conventional medicine and what they would consider normal. So when you get your blood work done and they look at your lab values and they look like they're in normal range, that's not always the case.
Yeah.
'Cause we really want to focus on treating the patient. So numbers are great and blood work is good to look at, and it gives us a good gauge of where we need to go and in what direction we need to move with you. But it's really how the patient feels, and that's what we really focus on, is treating the patient and treating their symptoms. So if your numbers look great on paper but you still don't feel very good, then something is still not right, and we need to optimize you a little bit more and make you feel better.
Just got an email from a listener who's asking me about insurance.
So insurance, unfortunately, does not cover bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Insurance will cover labs, which is a huge cost, cost savings. But, there's a lot of, I think, again, a lot of political influence as to why insurance doesn't cover hormone replacement therapy.
Okay. But you're seeing some really strong results.
Huge. Yeah. Life changing. And I hate to throw that word around. And I know people at BioT are like, just don't throw that word around, but it's life changing. Absolutely.
Yeah, you have to also think, I mean, how many people out there are dealing with anxiety, depression, fatigue, low libido,
sleep problems.
It's just you can keep going and going.
Yes.
And the problem is we all want to stay as young as possible, as long as possible. You know, if somebody were to say, hey, would you like to play basketball for the rest of your life? I'm sure without pain, who wouldn't say yeah? And so I think this is another thing to, again, we're not just interested in getting people out of pain. We really want to maximize their life, because you only get one body, you get one life. And the most depressing thing for me to see, or for Sally to see, is that when we see our senior patients come in that we've seen over the course of years, and now we see them in a walker and then in a wheelchair, or somebody has to bathe them or take them to the bathroom or whatever the case is. Even if they live longer, because we have the ability, medicine has the ability to keep people alive longer.
Yeah.
But if that's what the quality of their life is during the last 10, 15 years of their life, what's the point?
Exactly.
So, yeah. And it's very depressing. So this is just another avenue where, how do we maximize people's lives, including myself? You know, I've gone to Sally even for my own stuff. It's just, I want to live as long as I can, as healthily as I can.
Right.
But maybe if people, young people, number one, if they start coming to you and have a regular regimen, then they're going to have a lot less chronic injuries.
Right.
Yes.
When they get to be in their 40s and 50s. Mm-hmm. And people that are in their 40s and 50s that are feeling those old war pains from the football game or the basketball game or falling off the truck or whatever it was.
Right.
If they start getting some treatments, you're going to be able to, is the word, decalcify those muscles and those tissues and give them a little more flexibility. You're probably going to coach them on some stretching things, and I'm sure you wouldn't be opposed to talking to a few trainers in gyms around town and say, hey, I want this regimen for this guy, and then you check them regularly.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
I mean, it all kind of works together, and you two are obviously integral to our community. So thank you for being here on ABQ Connect. Yeah. We've got one more segment, if I can talk you into staying.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. We'll be back with more. Anthony Del Angel, Dr. Tony, Gonstead Physical Medicine, and Sally Valdez, nurse practitioner with Gonstead. We'll be right back after these messages.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
We were tenants of Dom's for 3 years. We felt that we needed to buy a house and have something we could call our own, and I don't think that would have been possible without Dom's help. Dom was amazing and made that happen. After getting our home, we've been able to modify it to make it our own. In the purchasing process, any issue arised, Dom was amazing and handled it flawlessly and way faster than expected. Once we got into the home we really liked, we were able to see those dreams and make them come true.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644, 899-4644.
Se habla español.
Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a loving environment for children who are homeless, hurting, or at risk through no fault of their own. We accept these children without regard to their race, religion, culture, or their social status, and care for them without any cost to the family member or the state. Our goal is to always show them the love of God through the care and dedication of the staff. For more information, go to our website, acch4kids.org, or call 898-5520. If you missed the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home virtual open house and barbecue fundraiser on August 22nd, you could still participate by watching the event online at acch4kids.org. The home was established to care for children who have been abused, abandoned, and neglected. Although we have lots of love to give, providing care also takes dollars. You can help provide a safe haven for these children by making a tax-deductible donation online at acch4kids.org or by calling us at 898-5520.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We're with the Gonstead physical medicine team today, or at least two of their players. How many others in the practice?
Geez, there's we have a total of 25 between the clinics, so it's
it's growing.
We're growing.
What a team. That's great.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're charging everybody for parking now, right? I'm just teasing. Just the employees you could make a lot of money on. I'm giving you a hard time. Sally, let's talk to you a little bit about who is a good candidate for hormone replacement.
Yeah, I think you'd be a little surprised. So, surprisingly, women start to lose their testosterone, or it starts to decrease at the age of 25. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Wow.
So any female over the age of 25 that is having any of the symptoms of hormone deficiency, so, you know, irritability, mood changes, weight gain, night sweats.
Does this have a lot to do with bone density too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So optimizing your hormones can actually prevent osteoporosis or even reverse it. We've seen that it will reverse osteoporosis.
Wow.
Yeah. So so that's for females. And then for men, age 30, with any positive signs or symptoms of hormone deficiency, because your testosterone at the age of 30 will start to decrease about 1 to 1.5% a year for the rest of your life. So, yeah, pretty young, younger than I thought.
Yeah, way younger.
Yeah.
Just, I don't like the fact that I'm twice the age of what you're talking about.
I know. Yeah.
Is that your fault? I'm teasing you.
Could be.
Okay. Now, you guys throw a big word at me. Are there any contraindications to hormone therapy?
So is there any patient that has any diagnosis or medical history that would not be a good candidate for hormone therapy? And there are a couple. So any patient that has a history of breast cancer cannot receive estrogen, but they can receive testosterone. And usually replacing a woman's testosterone will cure 90% of their symptoms.
Wow.
So, yeah. And then for men, as long as they don't...
I guess I knew that women had testosterone, but I didn't know it was that critical.
Estrogen's really important. It plays like over 400 roles in your body, and it's very important for women. But, I mean, real close second is testosterone. And then for men, as long as you don't have active prostate cancer, you can have a history of it, but as long as it's not active and your PSA, which looks at your prostate, it's blood work that looks at your prostate, as long as that's within a reasonable range. So it has to be less than 2.5. I know that's probably more than we need to talk about, but as long as that is where it needs to be and then there's no active prostate cancer, men can also receive testosterone.
Any side effects we can talk about?
So there are side effects. It happens in about 2% of patients. We like to call them secondary responses. Because they're responses that you will experience just from getting the hormone, from optimizing your hormones. So when we drive your testosterone higher and get your estrogen levels where they need to be. So some of those include acne, hair growth, a little bit of fluid retention, and that's usually just within the first round of pelleting. And the reason for that is because testosterone will help build lean muscle mass. And as you build lean muscle, it holds onto water. And so usually by your next pelleting that you tend to get rid of that. And all of these can be treated with simple medication, sometimes what we call nutraceuticals or their vitamins and minerals that we recommend to patients. So yes, there are side effects, but they're easily treatable, and not everyone will experience those. Very few people will see those side effects.
Sally, I think 20 years ago, we were all talking about how much did we weigh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you slim? Are you heavy? Are you this? Are you that? Now people are more, it almost seems like they have a more compassionate, healthy approach. They're talking about body image and body health. Can this type of hormone therapy help you?
Absolutely. So if you optimize your hormones, it will help you lose weight, help you build lean muscle mass. I think the more important hormone with weight gain or weight loss is your thyroid, more so than your testosterone or estrogen. So if you get your thyroid hormone optimized and where it needs to be, that will help with weight loss. Because if it's not optimized, that's when you start to have a lot of what they call belly fat weight gain.
Okay, so we only have about 6 minutes left, but I've got to ask you the details about how the pellets are inserted and if you can explain the procedure.
Very simple in-office procedure. I know it sounds daunting, but it's not. It's very simple. So really all you feel is a little pinch and a burn. I just put some numbing medication. Goes into what we call our gluteus area, kind of by your hip. goes underneath the skin into the fat tissue. Men typically get the most pellets. So you guys get anywhere from 9 to 12 testosterone pellets. Women, one. If they need a little bit of estrogen, they get one more. But, it takes about 5 minutes for the procedure. We put Steri-Strips over the little incision site, and then you can take those off in anywhere from 4 to 7 days, depending on if it was a female or male that got pelleted. Avoiding swimming pools and hot tubs for a couple of days, no glute exercise lunges for a couple of days, but then you're off and running and you're good. For women, they get pelleted every 3 to 4 months, men every 5 to 6.
And these little pellets dissolve, I guess.
They dissolve. So they sit in your fat tissue and they're used. So it's bioidentical. So you're going to use them the same way that you use your own hormones intrinsically. So they're used based on cardiac output. So what that means, with every heartbeat, blood circulates around those pellets, takes a very micronized amount of hormone and uses it. And you will just use them up over the course of several months. And then they just, disappear, but they're slowly dissolved over time.
Yeah. Dr. Tony, what is the experience that you want patients to have from the time they call you till they get diagnosed and start treatment?
I think the biggest thing is, number one, the sooner they trust us, the better, I think, because just from some patients and just kind of the description they gave us, it was very family oriented, and it's not just interested in getting you in and getting you out of pain. It's, what do you want to do with your life? What do you want? I mean, do you want to play basketball? Do you want to play this sport? Do you want to exercise? Do you want to play with your kids or your grandkids for the rest of your life? We want to know that. And we write all that stuff down, because once we do discharge patients, we ask them, are you playing with your grandkids now? Mm. Are you playing basketball now? And so they say, well, once you go to the chiropractor, you always have to go to the chiropractor. No, that's not true. The goal in our office is to teach them. We're going to hold your hand through this process and teach you how to do this stuff. And we actually have patients on this app. You're going to have to take a quiz before you start treatment in our office, because if you're willing to invest your time with us, then we need to make sure that you have the education as to how to take care of yourself when you're discharged. And so when they do that, as long as they continue their exercises, which we design it to just get implemented into their normal workouts, then they don't have to see us again.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very
so nice. It's just, I think trust is the biggest thing, because once they understand that, they're more likely to invest in themselves.
Can our listeners download the app today?
By next week. Just type in Gonstead Physical Medicine, and just go to the Google store, the iOS store on your phones, and, you'll see our logo on there, and then you can download it, and all that information is there.
Yeah, and you're going to have that available, and that's got videos and instruction things, materials that you've been putting together for a while.
Oh, geez, over the course of 16, 17, 20, almost 20 years. The things that not only we recommend, but we do ourselves. So we talked about the fasting. We talked about staying away from the sugars and all these different things. And a lot of the exercises that you see in gyms is actually compressive to a lot of people's bodies. And so we have exercises designed to not do that and actually decompress your body.
Hey, I don't want to pick on any gyms, but I look at some of the cross training exercises that people do. I got to tell you, half of those guys are limping around because they're exposing, joints and extremities. And I'm like, wow, I think that's not too safe.
No, we actually have a podcast on that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, and I love, I know that there's all kinds of extreme athletes out there. And, in fact, I'll tell you, one of the most healthy things that I've tried lately is going over to Stone Age Climbing Gym.
Uh-huh.
Climbing those walls is kind of frees up your back and, stretches you out a little bit.
Yeah.
We might have to get you guys, together with, Brian Pletta over there and, put together a little clinic, because he has a lot of people that fall off walls that need chiropractic.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, that's, I think the biggest thing is, when you're climbing walls, you're getting into more reciprocal movement. And so that's one of the things that's probably what is making you feel better. But even when it comes to any of those podcasts, that's all going to be on our app that we have too. So,
okay. Want to remind everybody, Gonstead -nm.com. That is for Gonstead Physical Medicine, Dr. Anthony Del Angel, Tony, Dr. Tony, we call him, and Sally Valdez, nurse practitioner. Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.